Nateland is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Today's episode of the Nateland Podcast is brought to you by True Nutrition, Mountain Dew, Bombas, and Chime. Hello, folks, and hey, Bear. Welcome to the Nateland Podcast. We're all back. Back at it. Everybody's pretty different, but Brian's the same. You think anything's changed?
No. Not for some time.
It's pretty crazy. I leave for a month. This is Aaron Weber, by the way. We got Mountain Dews on the the desk. Mountain Dew, legit sponsor.
I was blown away with Mountain Dew last week. Cause I popped in last week and I was like, good night, dude. I didn't even know. Bombas is, I mean, we're like, it's like we're a TV show.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's a real deal, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's no joke. Dusty, thanks for coming in, being part of this.
I'm pumped to be here.
Yeah.
I'm pumped to be here. Feels great.
I'm so excited you're back.
Thanks, man. It's been a long time. I'm pumped to be back, too. Lots happened.
I have missed you.
Thanks, dude.
I'm excited you're back.
Thank you.
I had a lot of jokes that bombed, and I thought if Aaron was here, he would either laugh out of politeness or just laugh into how bad they were doing. Either way, there'd be a laugh.
These guys aren't giving you nothing?
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
It's been me and Brian for a long time. Me and Brian have been running the podcast.
Did y'all do one with just the two of you?
No, we never did.
I wish.
They
kept
getting. That would have been great. Guests. That would have been how to keep it going, but we kept bringing in guests.
Babysitters, basically. Yeah.
One day the camera cuts on, it's just Brian in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
Finally. Oh,
and I mean, everybody watching is like, here we go. It's going to be like a news. It'll be like an earthquake or something happened. Yeah. And Brian's just like, I'm going to steer this ship in.
Like Wolf Blitzer.
What's the
election night?
It's like the guy in that movie with John Cusack where the whole world blows up. 2012. Yeah. There's one guy on the radio that stays. Yeah, and it's like the whole world's blown. They're like, come on. He goes, no. And he's recording to the last second. It's Brian. He goes, just me left.
Well, it's been
He goes, hello, folks, and hey, Bear. Very serious, not a fun one. Hello, folks, and hey, Bear. This is a distraught podcast, Nateland podcast.
Nate's dead.
As you can see, Dusty's dead. Dusty.
Now Dusty
went up early. We don't know where Dusty's at. We got two thumps of a tree hump. We know he's near, but he's a quarter acre near us, but we can't find him.
I lost you guys. I actually don't know what's going on right now.
That's pretty funny.
We're talking about Bates doing the podcast during the apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
Last we heard of Dusty was...
Oh, yeah.
He hit the side of a gutter 5 times.
No, I'd be long gone. And if the rapture's real, I'd be out of here. I don't know about you guys. But
well, the rapture, we're trying to have a fun time.
Well, you said the apocalypse.
Yeah, but I think the rapture's like, we all would be gone.
Well, we hope. You're right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. But the rapture's like, yes, but it's the it's just being a little bit funner.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because I say the rapture, are you going to have fun with it? Or are you going to go, no, I'd be gone. So no fun at all.
Well, I mean, fun for me.
I understand.
A lot of fun for me.
For the people that are living and probably listening that's not going to make it.
Well, then it would, you know, it'd be the same if it was the apocalypse for all of us.
Right? What if you...
The people who wore shorts to church.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
They
go, God doesn't care what you wear. And he goes, well, what do you think now, buddy?
Yeah. Go into our short section.
Yeah.
Into heaven.
Yeah. The bottom line is Dusty and I held down the fort. Now Dusty's taking a little break from his podcast. So will you be willing to fill in on his podcast?
Oh, yeah. On yours? With you and your wife?
Yeah, do mine. No, just me now. She already quit too.
Oh. Did she really?
Yeah.
Well, just
she's quit several times. Yeah, this is nothing.
She always comes back.
Yeah,
I bet I could get her back. She's probably a little fresh look, you know.
Yeah,
like she'd be. Yeah, we'll get someone else in there.
Yeah, let's change it up.
Talk about something different. Imagine, I feel like you and your wife's conversations are the same podcast, still the same. Then get up, same. Like there's no, there's just, the only difference is you go, hey, well, this is the Dusty podcast. That's the only difference. The rest of the conversation is.
Yeah, that's about right.
You press record and just keep going.
That's you never go, save it for the podcast. It's just, no, this is what we're doing.
You go, we could do it now.
Yeah, we'll say it again.
We could do it at any time.
Yeah. I think so. Sometimes my kid comes in. She gets on the podcast. Oh, Daisy.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Talk to her about Paw Patrol and stuff.
Yeah.
Are you back to collecting leaves? Because I had some fans.
Well, leaves have just started to fall. I mean, I'll take them. I don't know that I'm going to go leaf crazy like last year because my whole plan for the leaves last year didn't really pan out the way I wanted it to pan out. I'll still take leaves because I got some other ideas I could use them for, but... I'm not gonna be raking other people's yards this year.
Okay.
Yeah. Last year was.
I went crazy.
Your career's in a different place this year too, right?
Yeah.
You can't be out here raking other people's yards.
Yeah. Do you think that's what's hard is if you're a prepper being successful? Probably hurts a little bit.
Well, you know, I don't know. You make enough money, you get somebody else to rake the leaves. You know. What
I know,
mean?
But I'm saying you don't have the oomph. I feel like as a prepper. I'm not saying it, but I would think if you're like the guys that sell a TV show about being preppers, right?
Yeah.
So they're like legit, like way into it. But then once you sell a TV show and start making some money, I bet if you went over there, they're like, you know, it's a lot of like, oh, what's the, you're like, oh, down there's the, you know, like underground thing. It just got to. Clothes hanging down there. It's like a old treadmill.
Well, I think,
what do you got down there? Old treadmill, clothes hanging on.
I think if you're not successful, like the idea of the apocalypse, no rapture, is exciting, right? Because you're like, nothing's going on for me. Mm-hmm.
Right.
If the world kind of ends and I'm ready.
I'll be the star of the show all
right,
of a sudden.
But if you start being successful, you're like, well, I kind of want this to keep going here.
Yeah.
Now I'm just the weirdest guy in the neighborhood right now.
But no one goes to being the most prepared. They become lazy. Not lazy, but a little like that little extra something's kind of missing because you're like, yeah, you know, I got a TV. It's a little bigger than YouTube.
You don't have the passion for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
The drive.
Yeah. So you're kind of, which could be the downside. That's what's...
Well, success makes you less prepared, I think.
Yeah.
Makes people lazy, and then weakness comes in.
Yeah. You're going to be not... Yeah, well, it's apocalypse, dude. You're going to be...
I know.
You might pick a step back in 2025.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You dig in the underground tunnel, you're like, let's do 3 stairs, not 10. I don't want to go all the way down there.
Still feel pretty strong about my preparation stuff though. I feel good about what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready to really build some stuff.
I feel. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I think I need a place to go.
Yeah.
I don't have a place to go.
That's step one.
Step one is.
Step two is you start furnishing it, but we'll work on the place.
Where to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how to get there, you know? Will you be able to get there?
Mm-hmm.
In the case of if it happens, are you going to be able to jump in your car and get there?
You got to hope.
Yeah.
Because, well, if it's electric or gas.
Yeah. Or roadblocks or who knows?
Yeah.
Chaos out in the streets.
Yeah. Yeah.
North Carolina, the roads just washed away.
Yeah.
Interstate 40's gone for a little bit.
So you got to have a...
Helicopter.
Yeah, you need something.
Helicopter or
maybe a little boat.
Donkey, something like that.
Yeah.
Donkey'd be good. Donkey. Maybe a fan boat.
Yep. Yep.
That's what I think.
Everybody hear you.
Yeah. But you'll be scooting right on by.
Yeah.
They'll hear you, but you'll be rolling out.
Yeah.
Aaron, I know you're
good to be back.
There used to be old Walmart
over there.
There used to be Walmart over there. You go, you know, that's how you tell.
Yeah.
Nateland is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Is so what I know we have a lot to talk about. Is it going to just lead into should I start the comments or
yeah? I want to talk about the our weekend if that's okay.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, we're guess we're hold off on baby and SNL, but go ahead.
I had a hot weekend.
Well, I figured once we get into baby and SNL, it's going to go for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
So we do this all the time.
No, no. Aaron hasn't been on here for 6 months, but go ahead. Tell him where you're at. Tell
I had a hot weekend. I'm into it.
Let me ask you this, though. If Vandy had beaten Texas.
They've come back to our podcast here, Brian, and look what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean.
I didn't even know Aaron was here until the ad read, but.
I did go to the Vandy game. If Vandy would have beaten Texas, it would be.
That'd been today's episode.
Oh.
We would not have had time to get to
the I'll tell you what, it's the episode of when the fact that, like, you know, we lost by three. It's a tough loss, but it was like a tough loss. You can say that.
Yes.
It wasn't like, oh man, it was just a tough, straight up tough loss. And I'm excited for the rest of our season. It was fun, you know. It's crazy, man. I've just never seen anything
just
like
that. Just feels different, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
Vandy,
y'all are in the thick. I mean, you're in these games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I went to the game. They have this new end zone level. It's really great at Vanderbilt. They're setting it up very nice. I told them I want to, there's, like the Virginia Tech Inner Sandman. When they play Inner Sandman, they walk out.
Yeah.
I was like, we need something like that at Vandy. I was like, do you mind if I just poke around? And they were like, yeah, just tell us. I don't know if they really want me to or not, yeah. But I'm started thinking on it like a
like what?
Like a tradition, yeah. Like a good.
You've earned a seat at the table at this point.
You yeah, like what I mean? what's a good that we could come out?
The Nate Land
like
themed.
Boom, boom. Yeah. And the Nate Land themed, you know.
Hello,
but
folks.
Yeah. It's like what's, you know, a good way for us to enter the stadium for Vandy. We have the walk, you know, mm-hmm. Cross, so it's like you could show that, you know, it's like, you know, we could do something.
Put a couple guys on horses, something mm-hmm. like that. Something like that. You're thinking outside the box at this point. That would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, something. But it was, fun little day.
Fell out of the top 25.
I figured that. I think if we were like 23, we would have stayed.
That's kind of,
I think at 23, we would have stayed.
25,
I don't really feel like you have a choice but to go out.
I guess we fell to 26.
Still got 41 votes. I mean,
yeah, that's what I mean.
First team
24.
Out.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And Texas fell one spot.
But, yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but now we go to Auburn, where we should win.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I you know.
We should. I know. You're right. You're right.
Auburn looked decent this past week.
They did.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't see how they did, but they lost.
They've been looking really bad.
So.
Yeah.
Things are down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Opelika, though.
So where are we at this week?
All right. So, I did my Brian Bates and Friends show here. Dusty came and did that. Thank you.
Yeah. Hot show.
Hot show. I've done
Your
four
dad
of them
was
now.
On it.
You guys have done every one of them. So, thank you. You've done one. You've done one. You've done two. So, thank you very much.
Boom.
For that.
There's always a Bargatze on there, right? Bargatze on there.
Yeah.
Steven Bargatze was on the last.
No, but one. I've done two personally.
Yeah. He's done as much as you guys combined.
Yeah.
Get it together.
Yeah.
And then Friday night, I was in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. at Lifeway Church. Shout out to Jesse Rothacker. You guys know Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The podcast. Jesse sent me some pics.
He picked me up at the Philadelphia airport.
From the show.
What? He lifted you in the air?
I said he sent me some pics, and Aaron gave me some like, side geez, eye right, over yeah, here.
Okay, right. He sent you some pictures of Bates at the show.
Yeah.
Private pics. Yeah. Okay. I went to Jesse's house. So you can. He runs a reptile show, so you can only imagine what his house is
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, just an iguana going off your leg while you're just sitting there. But he has a 75-pound python.
Jeez.
Oh, wow.
At his house. Just crazy.
Just sitting the on the couch.
Is it yellow?
No.
No, it's a different.
You're like, right, don't worry. He won't squeeze you to death.
Yeah. I know. I said, what do you tell your kids? And they're like, well, they can't come in here unsupervised.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you got them contained to a room at least.
They're in his garage. But, you know, he opens the cage just like your joke. And the thing just kind of starts coming
wild,
out.
Man.
And just push it. It's just, it's common for him. But I was like, freaking out.
That's wild.
But the show was great. Thank you, Jesse, for hooking me up on that.
It
was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dusty.
Oh, I did a corporate gig at the Grand Hyatt on Thursday here in Nashville. It was hot, bunch of financial guys. I came out, I go, I'm a bit of a financial guy myself. I just financed a couch.
Yeah.
And hot job.
That's a good one.
And and it was a hot show. Then I went to Memphis, big Tennessee week for me.
Okay.
And I went to Memphis, Tennessee, Minglewood Hall. 10 years ago, I featured for Todd Barry there. Now I'm headlining the same class.
Wow.
Hot show.
Yeah.
Then I went to Knoxville, Tennessee. First time I've been there since I filmed my special. And did the Knoxville Civic Center Auditorium. Yeah. Hot show. Hot show. And then I hung out with Henry Cho and Alex Velluto and my feature for the weekend, Zach Townsend. It was great. Then I went over to Kodak, Tennessee to a bit of a bird sanctuary with Whitney Cummings and Zach Townsend and a musician named Gail, and we hung out, looked at some eagles, and I threw little basketballs to a raven. And
yeah, I saw that.
We watched these birds eat a lot of rats. That's what they feed them. They have rats in a cup, and they just throw little rats out, and it's pretty disgusting, but a lot of fun.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a lot.
Just wrapping it up quick for you.
No, yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, that's exciting stuff.
The hot Tennessee.
You should call your tour the easier to drive tour.
Well, it would have been easier to fly if they would make a good route from Memphis to Knoxville.
Well, sure, that's true for anywhere.
That with a bald eagle right there.
Where was Whitney at?
She was in Nashville on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
She did TPAC, right?
Yeah.
Bald eagles are so much bigger than you think they're going to be. I mean, they are massive.
Huge.
Yeah.
They had an owl out there. They had a bunch of vultures. I saw a 39-year-old turkey vulture at the very end here. The last bit.
39 years old?
It's 39 years old, that thing is.
It looks every bit of it, too, man. I think I got through 39 Thanksgivings.
But this is out in Kodak, Tennessee, just north of Pigeon Forge.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, it's great. It's a hot spot.
Yeah, you and Whitney really bond over animals, don't you?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Birds, we're into it.
Yeah.
I mean, I just happened to be in Knoxville, so it worked out great for me. 20-minute drive. I went over to...
She was going up there to see them? Or she was in Knoxville too?
No, she was going there to see that.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What about you, Aaron?
I've been all over... Well, not really. I've been... did you make a joke, Brian, that I went to the Braves game right after my kid was born? I got kind of a nasty message talking about how selfish I was to go.
I mean, I thought I clearly said
I'm
I was
sure
joking.
It was obviously a joke on the podcast. I have not been, I was at the opposite.
A Reds game.
That's right. I've been the opposite of a Braves game. Our kid was born September 28th. We were in the NICU for 3 weeks.
A month ago today.
What's that?
A month ago today.
That's true. She's been home for a week now.
So you're like, missing the Bates first birthday.
first
month. Birthday. Not even a year. Yeah.
Bates is like someone's mom that just goes, month ago today. Yeah. Yeah. I get. All right. Yeah. Yeah. You know,
you did your first SNL 1 year ago today.
One year ago today.
Well, that is crazy.
That was a fun one to remember.
Nate liked that one better.
You know what? I was just thinking, my mom always does. She knows everybody's any day. She's like, that's a ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tennessee kid, 6 years ago.
Today?
Yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because of Facebook. You're seeing this on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I keep a journal.
Tennessee Kid was 6 years ago?
6 years ago.
I thought it was longer than that.
I watched it on John Chris tour bus when it came out. Yeah. I remember that night.
6 years ago.
Hmm. Yeah. It was right before you turned 40. Because didn't it come out on right around your 40th birthday?
I'm 45.
I know, but didn't it come out on your 40th birthday?
I think so.
Right around then?
Maybe. Yeah. 6 years ago. I taped it 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. So then it came out.
In March, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. So right on my 40th. So I taped it at 39. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow. I hear it's a great special.
Thanks, man.
This guy's got some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got some jokes.
People talk about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They love that special.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
My wife went to your house on Saturday.
She did. She brought a chicken pot pie.
Aaron looks exhausted. That's what she said. But you look good here.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty emotionally confusing 3 weeks. You know, obviously your kid's born, you're super excited. And then right away, they took her to the NICU where she was there for 3 weeks, hooked up to monitors and beeping and babies crying. And we basically lived there for 3 weeks nonstop. So we got her home, though. We got her home. She's been home for a week now. It was obviously terrifying. The first 3 weeks, she's hooked up to these monitors and you know what her heart rate is at every given second. And then all of a sudden they go, all right, you're good. It's insane they let you just walk out with the kid.
Yeah.
So she's been home for a week. I feel like it's less nerve-wracking now. We're easing into it, but
is her weight up? And
it's getting there, man.
Yeah.
It's getting there. Things are good. Things get, not to get super serious right into it, but like your suffering gets put into perspective pretty quickly.
Yeah.
In the NICU. Like we were so lucky in a lot of ways. We met families that had been there way longer than us that weren't able to hold their kid.
Yeah.
And I saw a family who lost their kid there. And for whatever reason, we got to leave with our... I remember we got brought there. My first thought, very selfishly, was like, what did we do to deserve this?
Yeah. Right?
You have thoughts like that. And then when we got to leave with her, like, I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Which is just crazy. Yeah. But everybody's doing great now. Mom's doing great. Baby's doing great. We're excited. Things are awesome. I want to thank everybody. So many people reached out, especially to my wife. She wanted me to thank everybody. People were really great to her who had their own experiences at the hospital and stuff. So we're all good. Now all we got to do is raise a kid.
Yeah.
You know? So we got through
that. Now's the easy part.
That's right.
So
I got to see baby Olive briefly.
Brian came by the hospital.
Got to see Aaron in action as a dad, doing a great job.
You were in our little FEMA tent. We got moved all around. Some rooms are pretty luxurious in there. Some rooms are... Mm-hmm. You're walled off with a shower curtain.
I try to stay out of your way, but I'm glad a giant baby came down there to get more in the way.
I didn't even ask.
He's in a... sorry about it. Sir, I think you're in the wrong building. Hey, buddy.
She's cute.
Yeah.
It's been pretty wild, man. So things seem to calm down a little bit. And we don't know the full... big picture about her health yet. Like, it's possible she might have some, you know, some challenges getting back up to speed, but we can do it. We want to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be great. Yeah. It already is great. So thank you, everybody.
It will be the strongest kid ever.
Yeah.
That's the wonderful thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And what is she going as for Halloween?
Lucy got our little lion costume.
That's fun. Yeah.
She's just now like a borderline. She was born early. And she was small. So she's just now getting into newborn sizes.
Mm-hmm.
So Lucy's pretty excited putting all these costumes and stuff on her.
Yeah.
But it's great, man. It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, how great is it? Newborn baby?
It's the best.
Smell? Yeah.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to be easy with that beard.
That's true.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Oh, you didn't?
God. That's why she's in the NICU.
Yeah.
What did we do to deserve this?
Because being giant. No, I think they, you know, they know how to do it. I've rubbed on Harper's face.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm joking.
Yeah. Anyway.
It is wild that they walk you down to make sure you have a car seat and then they just let you go. You're just like driving away from the hospital for the first time with a baby. We're like, oh man, we got baby.
I know.
Here.
Yeah, it's crazy. The thing is, you're not buying it there. You brought it in there.
That's true.
So they are. I just thought of this right now because you think that too. But then in their mentality, they're like, "We're shocked you came in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just would like you to get out of here."
Well, I don't want them to have any responsibility over my kid. As far as I'm concerned, you shouldn't even be able to tell me I need a car seat. But
yeah,
did you turn your car seat around as soon as you left?
No.
I did. You know,
I think they should be allowed to tell your kid how to vote. Is that too much, though?
You know, the weird thing is we looked it up. Like, legally, at any given moment, I could have just grabbed my kid and ran out of that hospital.
Yeah.
Like, legally, I'm allowed to do that. Now, I'd probably get a visit from Child Protective Services pretty quickly.
You would?
If you do, that doesn't sound like you're legally allowed to leave. Yeah.
I would have got a visit from them, but I'm saying it would have been insane for me to do that, obviously. Yeah. But legally, I was allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm. But you know, when you see someone get out of, like, when they rip all their stuff off their chest and they leave a hospital.
Yeah.
You always think, I guess you could do that. You always think.
You could just grab your baby. So they brought the car seat up. I had to put the baby in the car seat. She had to sit there for 90 minutes to pass the car seat test.
Wow.
So they had all the monitors up. So they're like, we got to get her in the car seat to make sure that the position of it, like her heart rate won't drop or anything like that. Her breathing rate's going to stay the same. So,
yes. At like, was this in the car?
No, this is in our hospital room.
I picture they got to go. They got to go. The doctor goes, "Where's your car?" he's got the baby and the couple things. You're like, y'all got to sit out in that car for 90 minutes.
Nobody came out to the car. They were just like, it was last Saturday. We got in there at like 9, and they're like, "All right, around noon, you can leave."
I guess if the car seat's in the hospital, they know you have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they made her sit. She passed it. And then, some of these families, they're like, they'll get ready to leave and then they fail that car seat test and they have to stay in there.
You still got to lock it into the base, though, once you get down to your car.
Yeah.
That's true. But the technology is pretty good now. It just kind of pops in there.
Yeah.
I think they just want, they're just like, we got to make sure you have it.
How'd you drive home? Were you
terrified the whole time that, not that I would get in a wreck, but that the car seat was strangling her?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I have no idea. The kid can't communicate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you stop at Chipotle? All.
Yeah. Have you been through a drive-thru with the baby in the back? No. You haven't.
No, that baby has not left the house since we got her.
I know. Was she on the drive home?
I was trying to get her home, man.
Yeah. You didn't go, I'm getting nervous. Let's take a break.
Let me get a burrito.
Go to Chipotle. Leave the AC on.
Yeah.
Let me get a burrito bowl.
Yeah, just do a drive-thru.
Yeah.
You know, go to Culver's.
Something a little classier. The Culver's at least.
Yeah, go to Culver's drive-thru. You gotta have a nice car to get to that drive-thru.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't let anybody through there. You gotta go through Martyr to get Culver's.
There's one by my house.
A Culver's?
It's right there in Mount Juliet. Yeah.
I've only ate there once. I didn't really know about it.
Frozen custard, not ice cream. It's like a different thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's been a I'm pretty tired.
Yeah.
I'm pretty tired.
How's the sleep schedule?
Kids got to be fed every 3 hours. Mm. So it's like we're trying to figure out a routine. Mm-hmm. And I don't get back on the road really full time till like January. So we've got a few months for Lucy to take over all the responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just kidding. Nateland is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I think Tristan's gone to get something for me.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Everything's fine, guys.
Okay.
This is not my first time. Thank you. It's not the first time I've spilled something on myself.
It is really good. Anyway.
Have you done it? So when was the last time you went on stage?
I did the open mic last week, and I had a corporate Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
And then I've got a corporate tonight, so I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're still raking in the
dough. How did it feel doing the corporate?
First 15 minutes, felt great.
Yeah.
And then I started to feel a little fatigue, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. There is a fatigue to it. Like, when you don't go up and you can feel yourself, it's almost like mentally...
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're like standing and talking to it, but it's having to remain focused that long.
Yes.
Is you feel yourself go like, man, I'm having to power through this.
Yeah. I felt that I hadn't gone up. That was the longest I hadn't done stand up since I started.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up. That was the longest I'd gone. Even COVID, we were back at it pretty quick.
Did you have a panic moment?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I feel like if you'd not do stand up for a while, you can be up there and like have like a quick moment of like, God, I'm gonna be up here another 40 minutes, and you have a little quick panic moment, and then you just go get back in gear.
Luckily, that gig was great. They were awesome. That was a good like first show back. Mm-hmm. You know,
I've done some corporates where it's like they're not going well in the beginning, and you're like, I got 55 more minutes. And you have a little like rush of anxiety real fast. Yeah. And you're like, nah.
You're nervous about doing a set that short?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even get time to stretch out.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not even going to get into this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are, you know, look at that. Everybody's got a baby.
Yeah, man. Everybody's got a girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a son too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. That is kind of crazy. Everybody's a girl. Started this podcast. I was the only one with a child.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. I don't even think Dusty had a kid.
I joined with a kid, but.
But I'm not the oldest, and I was the only one with the child.
Yeah.
I started this podcast at 40. How old was it? 42, probably.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
We've been doing it 4 years, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably 41.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Look at that.
I had my daughter at 39, and then the next week I turned 40.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I got after it earlier than y'all.
Yeah.
I announced it on my 50th birthday.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not going to. Last time he wiped
his back.
Yeah.
It's
good to see the chiropractor.
He gets a little nervous.
Yeah. A little jumpy.
Yeah. How was SNL? I watched it at the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
One of our nurses went to your high school.
Okay.
And was like, dropped your name.
Yeah.
Because she said, what do y'all do? And I said, I'm a comedian. And she was like, this guy. No, she was younger, like 20 years old. Yeah. But she's like, this famous comedian, Nate Bargatze, went to my high school. Yeah. I was like, I heard that guy stinks.
Yeah.
She's like, he's all right. But we watched SNL that night. It was awesome.
Yeah. Were you at Summit Hospital?
Yeah. Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. Ooh.
Yeah, dude. That's the real deal.
Where the money goes. I was born at Baptist Hospital.
Yeah.
Or were you? You were born two clicks over from where Jesus was born.
Two clicks. Two clicks outside of Bethlehem.
There was no room in the inn for Jesus because I'd taken up a whole floor.
Because
bait screw.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get there early.
You got to get there early.
I mean, Joseph knew about this census. Why is he waiting last minute? I was born at McFarland Hospital in Lebanon. It's no longer there. I know that's a shocker, but
crumbled,
oh, man.
Your daughter was almost born in Lebanon, right?
That's true, but then she had some complications at the end. They're like, we might need to put her in a real hospital. So we did it at Vanderbilt.
They said that about me too. But
yeah.
You'll stay here.
Which is like a lot of things. I don't know if you remember, like the day I did the special, like Lucy was at the hospital. Mm-hmm. And because of that, they're like, we should have the baby at Vanderbilt, which thank God that happened, because then it would have had to have been an ambulance ride from Lebanon to Vanderbilt downtown.
Yeah.
So a lot of like chips fell into place before all of this, the right where way. Yeah, everything worked out as good as it could have.
You were going in at 11:30 p.m.
Yeah.
I texted Lucy at 11:45. How's my ticket count for October 22nd?
Did she respond?
That was a great joke, yeah, you know, yeah, break the ice.
Funny. That's funny.
I hear nothing. The next day, because it was, what, 3 days before you guys delivered?
Yeah.
The next day, I still hear nothing. I'm like, oh, man, that joke's really bombing. I hope everything's okay. And then, yeah, I think we were all a little nervous for you. The three of us were texting, yeah, hey, have you heard anything from Aaron? And so we were all so relieved when we heard from you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, man. It was you ended up doing a C-section, which is just, it was all, birth is wild.
It's wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I did, as the guy, you feel so helpless. You're just like, there's nothing you can do. And you're just standing around. Yeah. So like, I remember Lucy was, we were in like the thick of labor, like we're pushing. Right. And I had nothing. I don't know what to say to Lucy. So I just go, I like lean in, I go, hey, I'm with you the whole time. That's what I can. And she looks at me and goes, that's not moving the needle for me at all right now. Yeah. All right.
That's the least you expect.
That's all I had. I'll just stand here.
You know. That's funny.
Just in case you thought I was leaving early.
Yeah. She goes, it'd be insane if you left.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're going
to
be here.
All right. Well, I wanted to say it out loud. Yes. I will be here the whole time. Sometimes it's good to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is, you can't be like, all right, go get them.
Yeah, there's nothing.
It's like a spot.
You're doing
like
great.
You're spotting someone at the wait mm-hmm. at the gym.
Yes.
Come on,
let's two more. Let's go.
Two more. One.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you just kind of go, yeah.
You're like, I'm here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You need some ice cubes? I'll run and get you some ice cubes.
It's unbelievable what's happening. I think it's that. It's like a lot of like, this is insane what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
This is, you know.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm. Really is. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're glad you're back.
Should we start with the comments? I'm kidding. Where have
start
you been,
start with
Nate?
You guys' comments.
Tell us about SNL?
Well,
I want to hear it.
Yeah,
we got comments that lead into it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think people wanted the news of you, the baby.
Mm-hmm.
You will be gone next week. No, I'm joking.
I'm back for good now.
See, he really likes Mountain Dew. Good for you.
Yeah, I was trying to watch.
He really drank it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No juice.
I don't think anyone doubts that anybody in this podcast would drink a Mountain Dew.
No. No. Yeah. I was just talking about that. We were talking about that like with politicians, like because they're like, they do stuff. Sometimes, like, or anybody, even actors or anybody that could be high up or whatever, and they just can't ever say anything. Like, if you, like, go to McDonald's, you're like, what's the number one? And they're like, they don't know how to do it. And you're like, you know, some people, you're like, where have you grown up?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you not, like, been around just basic stuff?
Well, it's a lot of the politicians have really grown up in like these wealthy kind of thing, and
it's okay if they did. Just don't pretend like you didn't. Don't pretend like you're all folksy.
That's
what's annoying.
That's what'd be But I'm always blown away that sometimes I feel like you're like, you don't know, they don't know the language,
and yeah, they don't really live in our reality.
Yeah, yeah, it's a completely
different. We're little
different.
Science experiments for them.
Yeah,
they go, give them this, see what that does to them.
Yeah,
that's what we are to them.
All right, let them get it out a little bit.
They go,
let them walk the dog. We gotta walk the dog a little bit.
Eat some of that. Yeah, eat some of that. Yeah, look at him. Look at him. He loves it. Huh? Yeah.
All right, get back inside.
They're so sick. They're so sick. They're all so sick. Look at them.
All right, let's start with you guys' comments. KB, I miss Nate, Brian, Aaron, and Dusty when they aren't there, but the vibe carries the show.
Oh.
The Joe Rogan Experience wouldn't work without Joe, but Nate's vision and selection of co-host is a recipe for success. But can we at least get a picture of Holly on the set? Ooh, yeah,
it's fair.
I don't think Holly's been into the studio, right?
No.
You don't take your dogs places around like people? Okay.
No.
Okay. KB.
Right there.
I would like, you know, it'd be fun to bring a dog
down. You don't go as a family, sit on a patio, bring the dog, eat lunch somewhere?
Mm-mm.
You're not one of those families.
No, I mean, I think I feel like you have to have a small dog. If you have a small dog, I feel
that
like
that doesn't
can do
stop
it.
People, man.
No, I know. I agree. Yeah. People bring the dogs out of it. I think if you're going to a restaurant, you're like, we're going to go eat outside. Sometimes, like, you know, it's like, all right, maybe we'll go bring a dog like
that's
that.
That's what you meant, right?
Yeah, yeah, on a patio.
Well, I think sometimes that's, but it's like, sometimes people are going to get ice cream, and the point of it is you bring the dog and you sit out as, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, people are, they bring the dog, yeah, everywhere. There you go. That was a good one that led right into SNL.
We're going to ease into hey, it.
Babe.
Holly on the set of SNL?
Or yeah.
The, yeah, there you go.
Tyler Flink. The past few weeks confirmed a theory of mine. The show isn't the same without Aaron. He's the glue guy that keeps the team together.
The glue guy?
I think it's just glue.
Yeah.
He's the glue.
You like
the
got glue a lot guy. Of glue.
You're not the glue that keeps it together. You're the guy that puts the glue on.
The guy
that's
that
right.
gives it to me. To
yeah. Yeah. I'll sell the glue.
The glue guy.
Out of us, you're where glue would come from. That's a... Where did glue, doesn't glue come from horses?
Yeah.
Dead horse.
The old glue
huh?
guy.
Yeah.
The and glue you're wearing factory. A white sweater, too.
That's like glue. True. Like I do Elmer's look like glue. An Elmer's glue bottle, right?
You give him a red hat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like a little orange comb.
You could do that as, that'd be a good Halloween.
Yeah.
Dress up like Elmer's
You're
glue.
Already the shape of a glue bottle. Yeah. Just put an orange hat on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a hat.
Yeah.
Are y'all dressing up for Halloween? Do you guys have costumes?
I'll be this year I'll be a Vanderbilt football coach.
Oh, right.
As I always am. Yeah. Our Titans head coach. Yeah, I'll right. see on which one's warmer.
You just dress like you're going to Kroger?
I dress
and,
as if
and you're already
I'm
in costume.
Always dressed. We won't we don't there's never I would we dressed up when Harper was little, we'd go out. Like now Harper's She got her friends, they take off, and, you know, we stand in the cul-de-sac, and we just kind of sit there, and, you know, we meet so they don't come all the way up in this cul-de-sac. We put a table at the end of the cul-de-sac, and everybody sits, we all sit out there.
That's
and,
fun.
And then they come up, and, yeah.
You yeah. don't want them in your cul-de-sac.
They'll come knocking on our doors.
Yeah. Scratching up my cars.
We all sit there. Yeah. Well, the first year we did do it, but it is like you're, you know, you kind of end up that way. We ended up walking around. We'll go walk around a little bit. Like it's far. We got a really good neighborhood for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very fun. I love Halloween.
You dressing up, Brian?
We did trunk or treat yesterday with Eleanor.
Is that where you go rummaging through people's trunks? And see what they have.
That's what the church pretends to is not that, celebrate Halloween.
Is that you?
It's trunk or treat, guys.
You follow old ladies back to the car from the grocery store, and ma'am,
we were the only ones doing it. Yeah. Trunk or treat.
Well, I'm sorry I mentioned it.
No, what? Did you dress up? Did you dress up?
I didn't. No.
Okay, but you dress your baby up. Dress your kid up.
Yeah, sexy nurse. So
yeah. You win as a worried father.
Well, that is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she was a pirate. Ooh. She was very cute. And
that's fun.
We had a great time. Dusty, Halloween's what you make of it. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I'll be praying that, you know, you guys get raptured out.
Do your kids dress up at all or they don't?
No, nah, we don't. They don't even know about Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great that when, like, it is crazy thing you be a kid, you're like, they didn't have to know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's they the get matter? Treats all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do get candy. Yeah.
Until they inevitably find out that it exists.
Yeah, you're tricking them.
Why didn't I? Do you ever think about that?
Yeah. And they'll go, why didn't you do that? And I go, well, because we don't, you know, worship ghouls and goblins and we don't dress up like
that'll
them.
Be the first day Dusty fights his son.
Yeah.
He goes, if you can wrestle me, you can.
Yeah,
you can dress up whatever
you want to be. Yeah, go Halloween.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Go, I'll go. I hope you get enough candy to live the rest of your life off.
Yeah,
that's fun.
John McDonald. Oh, McDonald. Is that
John McDonald?
John McDonald. I normally don't agree with Dusty's conspiracy and viewpoints, but I also stayed at the True by Hilton. In Springfield, Missouri, and inexplicably could not sleep at all. Now I'm rethinking my stance on Dusty.
That's all I'm saying, guys. Everybody is like, oh, no, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But all it takes is a couple little things, and then you're like,
I think it's like, it could be like a blue light. It could be too modern, too, like, you just, there's some kind of feel to it where it's hard to really get some sleep.
Get comfortable. Yeah.
All the commenters agreed with you.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a darkness in there.
Mm.
John McDonald had that was my first joke.
John, by the way. Thank you, yeah. John.
About the song Old MacDonald.
Mm-hmm.
Had a farm. It's the past tense. What happened to that farm?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was good stuff.
Yeah, what happened to his farm?
I don't know.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Why are we singing about
Bingo
it?
Bingo was his name. What? Old MacDonald had a farm?
Yeah. And then they start listing off everything he had that he lost.
Yeah. Oh, and Bingo was his name?
There once a dog named.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's something like
that. What is it? Old MacDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
Yeah.
And on his farm, he had a horse. E-I-E-I-O.
He had it. He doesn't
have
it.
With a nay-nay here and a nay-nay there. Here a nay, there a nay. Everywhere a nay-nay. Yeah.
He lost. I mean, we're losing family farms by the week.
Well, that is true.
And that's what happened.
But it could be when they wrote this song, that guy would be gone. Maybe it is about one guy.
Maybe he died.
A guy. Okay.
So the song's about a person that's like, yeah, he's no longer
here. It's all past tense.
Yeah. I mean, look,
maybe the government wrote the song right after they took his farm.
Yeah. There we go. There you go. That's what you teach your daughter. Yeah. I like that. That's a great, probably what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Renee Learbag. Learbig. I wonder if you really, Learbag. I don't know if you really hang on that bag part.
Yeah, hit bag. Hit the bag. Hard, yeah.
Renee Learbag.
Learbig.
I like the name. Learbig?
I don't know.
I like the last name.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a bag you take on an airplane.
Even if you say Learbig. Yeah, even if you say Learbig, she has to go Learbag.
Yeah.
She has to say it like that. I recently had my second baby, and when the anesthesiologist came in to give me the dreaded epidural, I immediately asked him to hold on while I could put my earbuds in so I could tune into the Nateland podcast. When my delivery doctor got wind. That's a sentence that when I said wind, I go, well, she doesn't know how to finish this sentence. I blamed her.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah. Learbag, you know, come on.
Yeah. When my delivery doctor got wind that I'm a Nateland fan, we bonded. In fact, when he pulled my baby into the world after 20 hours of labor and emergency C-section, he yelled, "Hello, folks," which made me laugh through my tears.
Oh, that's
Look
awesome.
At that.
That's really cool.
That's very cool.
Did you do that? Say hey bear?
Did you give us a nice hey bear when the baby
was born?
Maybe any one of these people should have been focused in on what was going on instead of listening to the podcast. And they might have 20 hours? How many episodes?
I bet when you do an
I bet it was pre-dusty episode.
Isn't like an epidural too? They would be like, we don't need you to move at all.
Yeah, they're shooting it into your spine.
Maybe it's like the podcast's not that funny.
Yeah.
She's like, this is when I'm the most serious.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I have no emotions when I listen to this. showing this is after Dusty was asked to be on.
I think there's like fentanyl in there in the epidural.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
I heard that.
Is that how
like
it's
that.
Getting in this country?
Or opioid, I'll tell you, it works. Opioids. Amazing
it's
how quickly
like
it works.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hannah did one on there first. Yeah.
Did you leave the, you have to leave the room?
So they were like, we're doing a seat. They were like, we can't tell you to do a C-section, but. You know, we should probably do it.
But they
it.
Go.
So I go, we go,
wink, wink, wink,
let's
wink.
Do it. As soon as I said, let's do it, they're like, thank God. Okay, that's the right. Like, we need, you've made no progress.
You didn't consult with Lucy?
Hours. No, Lucy was. Yeah.
In 2.5 hours?
No.
Y'all gave it a go. You made no progress in 30 minutes. So let's.
It was 3 hours of pushing. That, and then they were finally like, let's do
it's
it.
It's getting nowhere.
Then they tucked her, they got her out of the room. Then I'm just standing in a room alone for like 15 minutes. Then they came and got me.
Did they think you were pregnant? Was there a moment where they were not looking up, they just were looking down?
Baby's coming.
They walked in and they go, which one?
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know now. They go, like,
that's true.
They go, we're Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
That's what doctors walk in rooms down. They go,
yeah.
Who's pregnant?
We don't want to assume anything.
Yeah. Who's pregnant?
That's the most common surgery in America, C-section is.
Oh, really?
That's what they said.
Did they ask you if you wanted to watch it?
They didn't give me a choice. I would have turned it down if I. So I'm behind the curtain with her. So.
They gave me a choice and I turned it down.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I would not want to see that.
Yeah.
Especially because she's awake. Like she's conscious the whole time. I'm not trying to see. Yeah, it's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
You know, then you know all her secrets.
Peel back the onion.
Mm-hmm. So it was in there, Lucy.
Ryan King. Nate has a Harper. I have a Harper. Breakfast has an Eleanor. I have an Eleanor. Weber now has an Olive, and I have an Olive.
Oliver.
Congratulations, AA, Ron, and Lucy. Love the podcast. Love the laughs. Tolerate the rants and conspiracies.
Well, I'm glad you didn't name any of your kids after mine.
I don't think she named her kids after ours.
I think it's a guy here.
Yeah, Ryan.
Well, I don't think Ryan named his kid after. Well, it's just a fun coincidence.
Tolerates the rants and conspiracies. Yeah. I mean, it's like, man, okay.
Just say you tolerate Nate and Dusty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say you like it. Just admit that you like it, Ryan King.
He did
you
say
do it. Like it.
He loves the laughs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tolerate the rants and the conspiracies. Mm-hmm.
I get it.
He likes it all.
Yeah.
He likes it all.
He's missed it.
Yeah.
He got a little bit today. Brandy Hobart. Hobert.
Hi Bear.
Hey Bear. this could be a Brandy Hay Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty fun. Hey Bear. Brandy Hay Bear. On Late Night with Seth Meyers, Nate mentioned a sketch that had to be cut for the first time he did the show. But he hoped we'd make it this time. I was wondering if it did. And which one it was. They were all great. I could watch Water Slide and George Washington on repeat. It was Coach Allen. It was that the one I talked about on Seth Meyers was Coach Allen. And it didn't make it to, it was like a pitch. I don't remember if it even got written the first time when I did it, but I loved the idea of it. And Coach Allen was the last sketch that we did. The only thing that was, we were a little bit, if I had to redo my set on SNL, if I could have done it differently, it's funny, you start seeing like the monologue. The monologue is not, as a stand-up, it's all about the monologue. And now like this one I've learned like, oh, it's, I wish I wouldn't have done any of the extra virgin olive oil and like some of that stuff, and I would have just told the DoorDash story. Mm-hmm. If I could go back now, I would have just told that DoorDash story. Because then, even time wise, it would have worked perfectly where we could have done Coach Allen. Coach Allen was done great, but it was a little sped up. Like we were, it was like kind of like, you know, do it with purpose. Okay. It was, you know, wasn't like there wasn't a ton of, we didn't know if we were going to do it. I loved it. I thought it was very funny to have a coach just wanting $20 for jerks. But it's, we didn't know if we wanted, if we were even, like, I was like, didn't know if I was getting ready to dress for the goodnights or if we were like going to go do the Coach Allen. I was hoping we tried and we were able to do the Coach Allen. But yeah, that's the one that I was like, that was very funny that I wanted to do. And yeah, and the Waterslide was one. They said they tried to do it. Michael Longfellow wrote it. He was the one standing next to me as an EMT. And
it was a stand-up bit of his originally, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they said, I think they tried to do it a couple years ago. And it's just it is a delicate one because it's like someone's dad. So you have to, you know, you got to be like, well, how do you ride that line and make it funny?
Yeah.
But it was one that you're like, everybody wanted to go. We all were like, man. I mean, when we went up to Lauren's office and we're kind of after the dress rehearsal and we're going to the and we're picking what's going to be on the live show. You know, he's looking at you and I'm like kind of, you know, we're all kind of going over and I remember I just going like, well, I kind of hope water slide. He goes, don't worry, water slide's in. And I was like, oh, okay. Because it was like we all knew like that's, if one, it's like, it just has to be, it's such a funny idea, but if it's not done right, it can be mean. It can be not fun. It can be a lot of things. So fortunately that one, we were able to figure out how to do it in a way that was fun. But yeah, Coach Allen was the one that I was glad that was back in there.
Didn't you? I think I heard you say on Fly on the Wall podcast, it was like 12:56 in the more sketch and the good nights.
They one more sketch and good nights.
You didn't know until then whether you're going to do it.
You're knowing it as whoa. Like, okay. I mean, so I guess it's, was there a sketch? Coldplay, maybe Coldplay was playing, mm-hmm. and then it was.
I think it was what's his name? I just draw blank. The digital short.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was the digital short. And then we were sitting there waiting.
Andy Samberg.
The Lonely Island song.
And then so we were sitting there waiting, like, you know, what am I wearing? Am I getting what I'm wearing to Good Nights on, or am I putting this costume, playing a coach? And so we're just like, you just kind of sit there and you wait until it's, you just wait. And you're like, I don't know. And they go, all right, Coach Allen, Coach Allen. See, I started getting more Coach Allen ready just because I think it was a little bit more to put on. Or, you know, it wasn't that much more to put on, but it was like you just had everything ready and then you're, you know, were able to go do it. I think if there was, if I had too big of a costume change, we couldn't have done it. But because it was just that.
Was it easier to get fitted this time, now since you're your second time?
Yeah, because they just have your sizes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, everything was kind of like, I guess so. Yeah, everything was like pretty much exact. Mm-hmm. It was the second time. I mean, I can just keep going with comments.
Nateland is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now, with the George Washington sketch, were you nervous about repeating it?
Yes.
Such a classic sketch.
Yeah, I was. I mean, at first I was like, I don't know. When they first brought it up, they already had the idea written, Streeter and Mikey. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know if I want to do it. My buddy Shacky was like, it's the only thing he said. He goes, don't do another George Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then I was thinking about that. And I was like, I don't know if I want to try to top it. And then when we read, they had one. And then when we read it, I got a different vision of it. And I was like, oh, we can do it again. Cause the good thing about the first one is it's not about what George Washington is talking about. It's kind of George Washington. Like that's the fun part is the George Washington character with his men. Like the jokes are funny, which adds to it, but the George Washington's like kind of like a fun thing. And so then when I read the second one, I was like, oh, this is like, I was like, yeah, we could do this again. And this does feel very different. And so I thought it was great. I thought it was very different. I thought it was fun. And then I was like, yeah, it did great. And I think they even I think they got ideas for other ones. Mm-hmm.
Fun watching it because now you're in on the joke as a viewer.
Yeah.
Like you understand the format.
Yeah.
I was saying nobody knows with you. Just felt it coming. So it was fun.
People applauded when it first started.
Yeah, when it first started, you got a big applause. Saying nobody knows. It's, you know, I mean, that's what a character is. It feels like a real character. Like, mm-hmm. So it wasn't the formula, which is the good thing. It's like, if their formula is so great, which would adds everything to it, but it wouldn't have been able to work a second time if it wasn't for just it made it very different. It felt different. Those guys are just so good. As we're doing this Christmas special, they're doing that with me. December 19th, CBS. And like we're writing sketches and they're writing sketches. And this, we have some very funny sketches. We already pre-taped some of them. But it's just very funny. And like they're just really great. And for me, they're great at everything. But I mean, they
got your voice.
They got my voice.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it is great.
Brian sent me these. Have you seen that this has become a pretty widespread meme all across Twitter? This is like a new format for a joke. They got a picture of you and George Washington. This is the Durham Bulls posted one. We'll call it the World Series because teams from around the world participate, sir. Actually, it's teams from just one country, except there's sometimes a Canadian team.
That's funny.
And then, yeah, like the Raleigh Airport posted that. Wow. J.J. Watt just posted one.
Oh, really?
Like, like a couple hours ago.
Oh, really?
Right here. Yeah, wow. It's cool. It's become a popular meme format.
Yeah.
His is not very funny, to be honest with you.
But. Is it not? We call it Rubbing the Pastor. But isn't football a rough sport, sir? Very.
I think that's great.
But in this case, too high. Flag, too. Wait, I think I'm reading it, but it very. But in this case, too high, flag, too low, flag, too late, flag. So if they time it perfectly, they can hit it in the midsection. Depends. If they do it softly, maybe. Too hard, flag.
It's a good joke he's putting out to the other defensive guys. You know?
And how about this? What is a catch? Nobody knows.
What is a catch? Nobody knows. That's great. What is a catch? Nobody knows. Yeah. You don't like it as a fellow. Do you think he made it farther than you and you're upset about that in football?
Do I think J.J. Watt made it farther than me?
Yeah.
That's debatable.
I'd say it's a toss-up, but I think.
Yeah. Were you the J.J. Watt of Hendersonville?
No.
Were you close?
No, I was.
Could you beat J.J. Watt in the 40?
Couldn't beat me in the 40.
How old is he now?
He's old. He's an old man.
I don't think he's that much older than me, though.
I think he'd still beat you.
Of course he would. I'm talking about how much in the future.
Of course he would.
How much in the future would he?
Like, yeah.
I could maybe beat him if he's 80 and I'm
68. He has had some injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still like his chances, though. Hall of Fame athlete. We're one of the best of all time.
Yeah, he could probably still be playing in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, and comedy's not his thing, but I like what he's doing here.
Yeah.
No, football's out of control now.
What do you mean?
I don't even watch it now. NFL. Yeah.
So many great games yesterday.
Yeah, but
you get Red Zone. It's like, it's crazy how all the games are good sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if you're watching Red Zone, you're only seeing
the good stuff. Why don't you go sit in the thick of it with the rest of us?
Yeah.
And watch all the nonsense. You're over there watching the fun part of the game.
I watched every snap of Notre Dame Navy, dude.
Man, Notre Dame. Yeah.
College is still good.
Yeah, college is unbelievable.
If it wasn't for that one screw up, they'd be, what, top three?
Yeah, probably. That one loss to NIU. We shut down those service academies, dude. The military. We got to put them in their place.
Because y'all are the captains, kind of. Like, is that what it is looked at Notre Dame? Y'all are the generals. Do they come from Notre Dame?
No, they come from West Point and the Naval Academy. You know?
What is Notre Dame? Y'all are the
That's where the Pope.
Y'all are the ones
from.
That get in the way of the military.
That's right. Yeah.
That's where they pick the Pope.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Y'all do the Pope stuff. Warner McDonald. Mm. Nate, when you get back, please tell us what it was like hanging out with Coldplay. It was great. I am now 2 for 2 on both musical guests, Dave Grohl and Chris Martin, said, they both told me separately, they both said, when I first met you, I thought this episode's going to be terrible. They both said that. And then when I saw you, I was like, they were like, you're my favorite comedian. Oh.
And then you were like, have you listened to your music lately? Yeah.
I listen to Coldplay all the time.
Yeah, I love Coldplay.
Yeah.
He used to walk out to Coldplay.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Chris Martin said, I saw your first episode. Yeah. I thought this was going to be the
worst. No. He met, and it was the same thing because it is. I think when you meet me, you're like, man, this is not going to be great. it's going to be this.
Yeah.
You know, and so you're not like a fun, you know, and then you're like, yeah, well, I'm saving it all for, saving it up for all out there. That's right. I bring the heat when the heat needs to be brought.
And we were all yellow, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he was that. I talked about Seth Meyers too, because he told me after we did the first time we met, we were doing, he was very, very nice. First time we met, like super, we talked after at the after party. For, I mean, he was just like a very, like, in, like just a very, really, really nice person and like kind of would be like, man, you did so good and blah, blah, whatever. He wanted me to come out. He's like, because, are they coming to Tennessee or something? Or I guess when they come here next.
Doing Bridgestone, I think. Or yeah. Not Bridgestone. Nissan, yeah.
Yeah. It was like, they were like, do you want, he was like, you should come out and do like open. And I was like, no. I go, absolutely not. I go, that would be, he goes, it'd be great. I go, it would be terrible. No yeah. one, everybody wants to see you. Like, it's just not the environment for. You have 15 minutes.
Extra virgin olive oil, oil.
Yeah, it's not. Well, it's like, too, like, no one's even there to see. Yeah, like, yeah. It's just a, not a good, you know, musicians tend to think that, why don't you just come on up and do this? And you go, because it's, we don't do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I could, you could go up, it would need to be like, I go up with someone else to introduce you, or say, it'd have to be something,
And you're like, also, all the people at your show are depressed. I'm trying to bring laughter to people.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I don't know. I think it's Coldplay's sad.
Coldplay's got some inspirational stuff, dude.
Yeah, I only listened to it. I thought they were a happy band.
Oh.
They got some sad stuff.
Okay.
Oh, I think everything's happy.
Yeah.
Well, the way I listen to it, it's all happy. Yeah, okay. There you go. Yeah. So it was, yeah, they were awesome. Right before first day we met, then he goes, do you need anything? He goes, hey, if you need stuff for your voice, we have everything that you'd ever need for your voice. And I was like, is my voice bad? And he's like, no, I'm just saying if you need. So then all week I'm like, do I need stuff? Like, he heard my voice and he was like, ooh. Yeah. You know, because you're always worried that your voice.
That cough you do sometimes. Maybe he thought like, oh, he's coming down with something.
Yeah, like, you're like, this is just how I am. Yeah,
you go, actually make a living off of just talking. Yeah,
you guys both have a good non-smoker's cough.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what I do, Dusty.
I keep forgetting you're here. Yeah. You just pipe in and say something funny. Yeah, sorry.
That's what I'm trying to do here.
Yeah, sorry about that, man.
Reg Griffin. Help a non-golfer out here. Was Brady Knoll based on anyone in particular? It was not based on anyone. In particular.
Some people thought it was me.
Shout out to Reg. Oh, I love Reg.
Reg Griffin.
Yeah.
Super fan, man. Yeah. That guy's come to a lot of our shows. He's the best.
Yeah. No, it was just that was another one. They sent it to me, and I was like, I just always get nervous when someone sends, it was a Streeter and Mike. Like, when someone comes up with a sports one or a golf one, I'm like, I always think, no one's going to know golf. Like, you know, like, it's not going to be. But that one, that went around. Look at that.
That's for the next comment.
That's for the next comment.
Sorry. Oh, that one went around. That one made it's like, I mean, I had people at the golf course just be like, watch out for eagles, you know? So
that'll be a joke you'll hear the rest of your life now when you're on the golf course. Mm-hmm.
Covering up the Nike logo. That was all.
That was very
Nike
funny.
Nike called?
Yeah. Really? That one was great. D Hugs. I was a volunteer at the Des Moines Principal Charity Classic in June 2007. It's a PGA tournament sponsored that raises money for local children charities. Part of the annual event includes a two-day pro-am. On the third hole, Rob Lowe obliterated a tiny goldfinch bird in flight. Dropped it right out of the air. The goldfinch is our state bird. Rob actually held the dead bird for the photo I took below. Wow. That's crazy.
That's amazing.
So then I guess it was based off Rob Lowe.
I guess so.
Yeah. We could add, yeah. What if he asked him that? He'd be like, you remember that? And he's like, nah.
Do it a lot.
I wonder if you forget it.
Happens all the time.
Yeah. It's a real thing.
Seems real proud in a way, though, to be holding that bird.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe seems like a nice guy.
Monica Rierix. Sounds like John. What's John Wick? John Wick's wife.
Yeah.
She put the X. She still goes by the Wick. She goes, well, I spelled it a little different. He goes, everybody. you're still getting, you know, like they got divorced. And she goes, well, and this is how she spelled her name. He goes, no, you got to spell it different. You can't be John Wick anymore. What's your maiden name? Wierichs. He goes, well, that's the same thing, Monica. That's what John, he goes, that's basically the same thing. She was married to John Wick.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you get it?
Yeah, I get it. I feel like John Wick's wife was killed, though, in the show. And it's like,
that's, yeah, that's the truth. But the yeah. fun, I was trying to be
I
fun.
I just feel like they like, the guy was like made making fun of John Wick's wife, and then John Wick went AWOL.
Well, mean, this was
went,
the one
not
before.
AWOL, but went
this
insane.
Was the, he was married oh, okay. before yeah. that.
I don't even want to be making fun of a fictional John Wick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess. Monica, I am a insane. Paramedic. Your SNL skit with the water slide dead person made me and my colleagues laugh so hard. Last year, we did a cardiac arrest at the top of the water slide. Your SNL skit was exactly what we were thinking when we got to the top. For the record, we did not send him down the water slide. We carried him down all the hundreds of steps.
How about that?
Yeah. I wonder, yeah, I mean, that's got to be a tough cardiac arrest. That means they got it or they did not get it?
No.
Oh, I think, you see, oh, like
I
this.
I took it he didn't make it.
He didn't make it. We did a cardiac arrest. Some reason I read that as like that was a positive. Like that's the positive way to do it. We did a cardiac arrest. You're like, oh, that's great. And then in there, we did a cardiac. You'd be like, oh,
I guess
I'm
he
sorry.
Could have, right? Yeah. Had a heart attack, but they carried him out.
I feel
yeah,
like,
I mean,
yeah.
I think if you got a weak heart, I don't think the first thing they're going to do is shove you down.
Yeah. If he dies, send him down.
I think it'd be more inappropriate then.
If he lives, carry him.
Well, if he dies, it's like.
But at the same time, the guy had a heart attack going up the steps. Let him enjoy the slide.
Maybe get his heart going again.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, no, I had a heart attack coming up here. At least let me do the slide.
Yeah. Nateland is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
If I could tell you what, this Rob Lowe picture, I'll be honest, I thought it was a woman at first. First time he popped it up there, like I pictured a woman in a ponytail.
Yeah. Robin Lowe.
Yeah. And then I see it now. It's the sad face.
Yeah.
Allison Cicala. 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 I hope it's Cicala.
I like Cicala.
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 Cicala. On Seth Meyers, Nate revealed he is writing a book. I feel a bit sad to have learned about it through a different avenue. As you know, I'm a longtime listener, and I do love when we find out things first and get that insider info. Yeah, I just don't think I was here.
That's how I learned about it.
Oh, yeah?
Seth Meyers.
There you go. That's how I learned about it.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you this, the insider. It's because you don't know when you're going to announce this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I've been working on it. There's been a lot of stuff, so it's not like... You know, I'm just like kind of going forward and trying to get everything done. So I don't think to be like, oh, like, and then I wasn't even really thinking we were going to be announcing the book, but then we just had so much press. And then with SNL, it's like a lot of stuff going on. It was kind of just like, all right, let's kind of put everything out. Like, let's start it, like announce, you know, kind of announce everything. And So that's when the book was announced. I'm excited. Big Dumb Eyes. Eyes.
Is it a thriller, romance novel?
It's a little bit of everything. Okay. A little bit of intrigue. Sit back. No, it's
essays.
It's kind of like, you know, it's stories. We try to really not make it that much of that was in stand up. If there is any stand up, someone is trying to think, well, there would have been. It's a different, maybe it's more in detail, but it's a lot of different stories, you know, about ones about my car, the first car I had, like just talking about that. And very funny, working with a ghostwriter. It's mm-hmm. pretty fun.
Can't even see him.
I don't know if you can call him a ghostwriter now.
Well, he's here right now.
It's a demon writer.
He's here right now. Are you not? Why? Because you can't. Are you not supposed to? You're not supposed to say you work.
I think definitionally, ghostwriters are they don't get credit for it. And you're not saying his name, I know, or her
Chris
name.
Chris Farah. Okay. I don't know. I guess.
You're the ghostwriter.
Yeah. Are you not supposed to say it?
No, I don't think.
There's no way. Who cares? Here's the thing: you could never write a book if you didn't have a. I mean, it's impossible.
Yeah.
I'm just too busy. There's not a world. I'm having trouble. It's all my stories. It's just you talk to them and then we just kind of go through it and talk and I tell stories. He came on the road with me, like, and then he kind of puts it in form and then I go back through the chapter and I kind of put everything exactly how I would say it. You're writing a book, but it's if it wasn't for them, like,
I don't think people think you sat down at a typewriter and wrote all this out.
I think I would have always thought that.
Really?
I think I would have always just assumed. Well, if you think someone, you would just think if someone wrote a book, I would have thought, I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't have thought about it, mm-hmm. which is maybe how it should. Maybe it's how it should be. But I mean, they're not writing the book. It's like you're writing the book. It's the stories.
Yes.
It's the, but it's, getting it in any kind of a readable shape. I mean, it would be.
If you wanted to have any punctuation whatsoever, it needs to run through the ghostwriter.
Yeah, if you don't want to read the longest run-on story sentence, just go, let's put a period in here somewhere. And you go, just take a breath. But it's, it's coming along. It's great. It's moving. It'll be fun.
Do you know when it's coming out?
I believe I don't know when I can say. I think it'll be like, next year, May of next year. That's a little insider info. Mm. I don't think I can say that. But so don't, Chris Farah, May of next year. Everybody be cool about that. Do not say anything else.
Remember when Mr. Peterman had a buy?
I did that one time, by the way. I said something, and then we had to tell Abby, and then we go, you got to take that out. I think when I said my Netflix special, I said I did like a, hey, this is between us. And then I did get a call. They go, seriously, you got to take that out.
Right.
And I go, okay. So I do try to sneak them out when I can. So maybe you don't hear that.
So I don't think we've talked about that since.
Oh, yeah, Christmas Eve.
And it's called?
Your Friend, Nate Bargatze.
I like the title.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah, it is.
From the time you met Tiger Woods.
Yes. Yeah. It's all back to Tiger Woods. This was, it's all of them are just, this one's more about Wayne Gretzky, who I did just meet. Was a very nice guy. But it was, this one, I was trying to really kind of coming up with the title, and I like it to be a kind of a theme of the, not really about the joke, but it's just kind of the vibe of what it is. And, this one kind of came up with just like as a letter, like your friend, Nate Bargatze. It's awesome. This one looks, it looks great. Shot in an arena. But it feels, it looks awesome. It does feel very big, but I think they shot it in a way that it's still this intimate feeling. And it's fun. I'm excited for it to come out. Shot it in April. I've always wanted, they were going to maybe put it out in July, but we got it out in, end up being Christmas Eve. I always wanted my specials to be out around Thanksgiving and Christmas because I thought just a lot of families together, and it'd be a good time for a special, for me to put a special out. And so this was the first one where we got to kind of do that. And so we've got to hold on to it. And so, yeah, there's going to be a lot of Nate. I apologize. And they're already, you know.
If Santa Claus is late this year, he might have been watching Nate's special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That is. Hopefully he was.
Hopefully he's not late to your house this year.
Yeah.
You know why. Yeah.
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 You like Santa Claus?
Yeah. Big fan.
Yeah. You feel, it feels like you're drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. I love a good B&E, you know?
Yeah. Does it not feel like... Because I feel like this is a lot because me and Aaron got back. And then obviously been a lot of me. So you and Bates have had to sit back on this episode. Mm-hmm. Your vibe is like kind of, like you've just been drinking wine over there.
I'm just jumping in, you know?
Yeah, I like it. It's coming off great.
Yeah, I'm letting you guys, you know, roll with it. The fans are excited. I mean, you guys are back.
Uh-huh. Well, I was going to say,
really missed you guys.
Mr. Peterman hired Elaine to be his ghostwriter.
Yeah.
But she had to buy stories from Kramer. So Dusty's kind of our Kramer. So
I could buy stories.
Yeah.
You go write a book? Probably would write a book.
Maybe, yeah.
I feel like there's something.
Yeah.
If you retire from comedy.
I honestly don't know either. If you're really wondering, I don't know what Dusty's doing in his life. No one does. Dusty.
No one does.
He's going to pop
up. That's good. That's intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jameson working.
I like that last night. I'm working.
I bet when twerking came around, it was like tough. But
His name's Jameson T. Working.
Yeah. If his middle name is Thomas, Jameson Thomas, I mean, I bet he had to get rid of that real fast.
Drop the T.
Honestly, I think just watching Nate record his own audiobook could be a podcast on its own. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I am doing my own audiobook. It's one of those where they tell you, but you can do, because you can still say some stuff kind of different or this, and you're like, you know where you want to go? Just tell me what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's like, I'll be reading it, so.
Yeah, you got to
enjoy these. Yeah.
Take a long time.
I mean, it's going to be.
Like a month off on the calendar.
Yeah.
Book's 40 pages long.
We already started it. I haven't even wrote it.
You just get through the title.
We're just trying to get through the what's that? Big dumb eyes. And they go, demise? I go, no. Dumb eyes.
Dumb.
Big dumb eyes.
Big dumb eyes.
Big dumb eyes. Leanne Hamlin. Wonder if Nate is still on a strict diet. I recently lost 25 pounds eating in a calorie deficit. And I have to give a huge shout out to the Flail Fish. And has anyone tried the Chicken Big Mac? I think I'm a fan. I've not tried the Chicken Big Mac, but I would like to. Yeah, good. That is a good shout-out.
I don't understand what happened in this comment.
What do you mean?
Well, she goes from how I've lost 25 pounds eating in a calorie deficit to loving Filet-O-Fish and a Chicken Big Mac.
I think she ate a Filet-O-Fish. She would just eat the sandwich. Because when you're in, you could have that. Is that one sandwich is 700 calories?
Yeah, 700 calories. So you have that.
And that's all you get. You get that, that's it.
For the whole day.
Maybe a protein bar later in the day or something. And that's under 1,000 calories.
Yeah. But you're just calories you're choosing. You're choosing that for your calories.
That looks like onion rings. That looks like an onion ring sandwich.
It does a little bit.
I definitely do need to try it.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
How many calories is the Filet-O-Fish?
Probably 350.
I've never 400. Had a fillet of fish.
Well, you should do that now.
Yeah.
You got a baby, dude.
380. Oh, you can have four or five.
Yeah, look at the glue on that.
You gotta have a fillet of fish.
I thought you told me during Lent that's what y'all ate.
Why don't you save it and then that'll be you and your daughter's first McDonald's together?
Fillet of fish together.
Yeah. And you only eat it with her.
The glue guy.
And she's like, "You only eat it with me?" And then he goes, "I promise." You go, "Dad," or "Don't promise." You go, "I promise I'll only eat it with you." And then you have to drive by in a different car because it's hard to not eat them.
Yeah. I have had them during Lent. Maybe.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
During Lent.
It's very hard to keep count, huh? Keep track of everything that goes in there.
During Lent, I'm going to give up burgers, I'll swap to the filet of fish.
No, Lent is no meat on Fridays.
Yeah.
So that's why people would eat fish.
Fish counts?
Fish is not meat.
Yeah, we've had that discussion before.
Yeah.
It's a vegetable, right?
Something with a P, right?
Yeah, pescatarian. Most of the world considers it not meat. So,
but
it's protein, but it's not.
Where are they getting that definition from, though?
Capital T tradition.
The Pope.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just think it's like, you know, the meat is muscles, right?
No, now you want to get scientific about what
when
is?
You eat an animal, the meat's the muscles, right?
You don't feel any gut just difference between fish and like a...
Yeah, but I do. I feel a difference between chicken and beef, too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
For whatever reason.
I never eat a turkey and dumplings.
For whatever reason, we've carved out fish, and we go, you're allowed to have that.
Okay.
On Friday.
I feel like when they were, you know, they probably were like, meat, and then they go, oh, yeah, you know what I forgot to say? Fish, though. And they go, yeah.
Well, nobody will exploit that loophole for 2,000 years. Yeah.
Already done it. Anita Herbert.
Hey, Bear.
Hey, Bear. Hey, Bear. Apologies.
Anita, hey, Bear.
Anita, hey, Bear. Yeah. Anita, hey, Bear. Mm-hmm. Apologies, Nate and Dusty, but all right. We're having a good time.
All right.
Look at this.
Look at that.
We got, they're dressed up as, I assume that's Nate.
Yeah.
Hair's that's Nate on the left, Dusty on the right.
That's dressed, the best I've ever looked.
Dressed up as stand-up comedians.
We look good right there.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's super cool.
That's awesome. That's cool.
All right.
We all have both done the stand-ups on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome.
You think there's a couple live from Nashville dressed as me and you, Brian? Channel 4.5.
Yeah, it's on the back. 4.5.
Yeah, just a regular car.
Where are they at, you think? Look at those leaves.
I'd probably get a trunk or treat if I had to guess.
I'll take like those leaves.
Maybe they'd get the, yeah. Yeah.
I think they're set up for a trunk or treat. I think you open those curtains right there and there's candy under, behind it.
Do you think his hair is white enough?
Yeah, I hope I'm not that white. I don't think it's that as that white, but for the
I'm kidding.
But that's what people will see.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, this one was a little bit of a shorter one. We're just getting back into it. For us, me and Aaron.
Yeah,
yeah, man. We're back at it. I'll be here next week.
Oh yeah,
you gonna be around, Nate?
I don't know. I don't know where I'm at. I think so, but
good
I don't know.
You.
Yeah,
I think I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm here for a lot of the time, but I mean, there is a lot of stuff I have to do.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we're here. But what is next week?
See if you can carve out some time for a chicken Big Mac, though.
No, Nate.
You're not here next week.
Sorry.
Or the.
Oh, boy. Don't go through it.
Okay.
We'll see you at Christmas.
It's, there is, we'll see. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of, But we'll be here.
Look, Nate Land's got a lot of moving pieces now.
If you eat the chicken Big Mac, will you do a video of it? Will you show us you eating it?
I mean, I'll just eat it. I'll tell you I'll eat it.
All right.
But I'm not going to do it. I don't know if I want to do a video. Why don't you eat it?
All right, maybe I'll try it.
Yeah, you do a video.
Wash it down with a Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Then I'll go to a water slot, have a cardiac arrest.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah. This Saturday I'm in Hot Springs, Arkansas, then Paducah, Kentucky, the Franklin Theater here in Franklin, Litchfield, Kentucky, and London, Kentucky.
This is the easier to drive door.
It is.
I love it.
London, Kentucky. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I only have one.
This
day.
Is when you go, I'm going to London. Everybody goes, oh, Kentucky. They don't even ask. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't even go, what? They go, oh, Kentucky.
Huh. Yeah, I have to. Yeah,
in his accent, you get the joke.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll see you in London. He could just say that, and everybody would know.
Mm-hmm. Paris.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
No, everybody just knows. Yeah, they go. Yeah, we know where he's going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's definitely not from Lebanon, the country. He's definitely from Lebanon. I'm going to be November 24th, St. Louis Helium. I sold out two shows there, and then I had to move them because the baby we thought might be born. So we moved it to November 24th. Some people have changed their minds since we moved the date. Hopefully you can make it to one of those two shows, November 24th, St. Louis at the Helium Comedy Club. Those are my last dates this year. And then 2025, I hit the ground running. But if you want to catch me this year, November 24th, St. Louis.
Mm. All right. I've not done a club in a long time, but this weekend I'm going to do the Albany Funny Bone.
All right.
All right.
Three shows at the Albany Funny Bone.
You love some upstate New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do love it. And my buddy Derek Humphrey will be with me. It's going to be a great time. Normally they put me at the True by Hilton, but I've got the buyout and I'm staying at a different hotel.
There you go.
Just because I want, you know, to not get attacked by the demons.
Yep. All right. We have a bunch of Nateland stuff, so make sure you go check that out. All the stuff that we have, the book, CBS, the Christmas special, Nateland Live. We're doing that. It's that they're sitting right now for that. We do that at the lab. Greg Warren's recording Greg Warren's special, Funny Bone, Columbus, Ohio, November 23rd. First show is sold out. Tickets to the late show. Mike Vecchione, we're doing a special with him at the lab here in Nashville, December 28th. Two shows for the special taping night available right now. Also, remember, we have two podcasts, The Consumers with Greg Warren, Tim Convey, and Sean O'Brien every Tuesday. And also, the this week, they tackle on the – This week, they talk about the Cheesecake Factory on The Consumers. And then also, Don't Make Me Come Back There with Dustin and Melissa Nickerson. Episodes drop every Thursday on that. So make sure you go check out all the Nateland stuff. All right, we love you. Hope you have a great week. See you later. Bye. Nateland is produced by Nateland Productions and by me, Nate Bargatze, and my wife, Laura, on the Audio Boom platform. Recording and editing for the show is done by Genovations Media. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to catch us next week on the Nateland Podcast.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.